This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Sylvia Nasser, the founder of the Fit Femme Studio, a premier source to female-only health and fitness. She is a certified personal trainer and fitness instructor through the Aerobics and Fitness Association of America and a certified holistic health coach accredited through Purchase College at the State University of New York, as well as the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Her business, the Fit Femme Studio, offers in-home personal training as well as an array of group fitness classes on Long Island. Along with teaching and personal training, Nasser has created a fitness and nutrition program which is being sold as an ebook called Going to Miami Jumpstart Weight Loss Program. You gotta love it. She was also featured as an expert on eliminating love handles on Everyday Health. Sylvia, certainly great to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks. So now, what would you say to a woman who wants to get fit and start working out, but she is intimidated, does not know where to start, or that her goals are unattainable?
Well, it's really a very common issue that most women face. You know, they like to postpone working out, and they use all the excuses in the world, like, I don't have enough time to join a gym, or, you know, I don't know how to use the equipment, I can't work out because I'm injured, I'm busy and I don't have time to work out, and the list really goes on. And my favorite one is really, let me get in shape first before I try this fitness program out. Sir, yeah, it's true. My answer to those women, and yes, and it actually applies to men too, is, you know, you just have to do it. Fear is very limiting, and all the excuses that these women come up with just highlight that fear of failure. So I encourage them to just get yourself moving. The only thing to fear are the consequences that you face when you are unhealthy and inactive. So you just have to start. And then once you start, you find something that you enjoy to do, and you're going to immediately notice the benefits of the fitness, and you're going to be surprised about what your body can do. If you need a fitness professional to show you the ropes, there are plenty of us out there who are really passionate about what we do, and we help you to get over these fears. You know, my philosophy in fitness is that there is nothing to fear because fitness can actually be fun.
Well, here's a question for you, Syl. How does a woman who has never been physically active begin?
Okay, it really all begins with a state of mind. When a woman is fed up with her unhealthy ways and an unhealthy body, she knows she can do better. She knows, you know, she could stop taking certain medications. She knows that she can fit better into her own clothes. You know, she probably has children and needs to run after her kids, so she needs to increase that energy and stamina. That, all those should be her motivation, and you just have to be ready mentally to take that first step. And, you know, I like to say that fitness is movement, and movement is a very natural thing. So because it's a natural part of your day, it should be prioritized as such. So there's no reason that fitness should be something to dread or not look forward to.
Your mantra is that the Fit Femme keeps the fun in fitness. How do you do that exactly?
Well, I don't look at myself as an intimidating trainer. In fact, I actually understand the struggles of being overweight and healthy. I was actually a fat kid growing up, so I know what it's like to feel very uncomfortable in my own skin. And knowing what it feels like and how hard it was, I wanted to create something that was enjoyable and create workouts that were attainable. And I call my peers and my offers and my audience my Fit Femmers. So anyone who follows, you know, the Fit Femme fun and fitness method are my Fit Femmers. Anyhow, the way I like to motivate them is through upbeat music, fun moves, choreography. I do a lot of one-on-one counseling. I like to be lighthearted in my coaching sessions, but I also like to push my clients to their greatest potential.
I would feel like, probably as I see it, that fun, being fit, in the New York area, I mean, it would probably be an exciting thing, wouldn't it? Fun, fit.
Well, you know what it is? It's a lot of, a lot of people in the fitness industry forget that fitness can be fun, and it's all about let's kick some butt and let's be all ripped, get ripped, sexy abs, and it's a lot of hard work. But sure, fitness can be tough, but it can also be fun. So I kind of like to push that on my clients to get them encouraged to working out.
Well, today we're talking with Sylvia Nasser, the founder of the Fit Femme Studio, a premier source to female-only health and fitness here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. In addition to being a trainer, you're a holistic health coach. How do you incorporate that practice in your training?
Okay, well, I make it really clear to my clients that it's not just about diets and starvation and or overtraining. There are actually many factors that affect weight. For example, things like the absence of clean eating, hormonal imbalance, medications and side effects, emotional well-being, stress, fatigue, and other physical conditions. So I basically teach my clients that balance is necessary and that too much of anything is not good. And that there's really no one way to lose weight. Every person is very different and is affected differently. So I like to customize all of my programs based on the individual's unique needs.
Do you prefer any typical type of training? And if so, which one do you prefer?
Okay. I encourage my clients to create, it's a term that I kind of came up with, to create a diverse fitness portfolio. And meaning that I don't really favor one type of training over the other because generally most people just want to get and stay fit. I guess a perfect way to look at it is to look at financial investments. You don't want to put all of your life savings into one company stock because you can increase your chances of losing all your savings, right? Especially if that company doesn't do well. So if you're weight training every day, you are causing more harm than good. So let's say you do the same exercises on the same body parts every day. You're actually being counterproductive in reaching your fitness goal because you're causing injury to your muscles. You're overloading your joints, and your body's going to adapt to that type of movement. Now, in order to grow and progress, you need to challenge your body. Progression and growth, it always accompanies change. So in addition, you want to be able to balance your workout regimen. So let's look at that example again, looking back at your savings. You want to invest in something like a mutual fund, right, which is a portfolio of investments. So that way you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket. So in order to create a really well-rounded, fit person, you need to involve yourself in all types of training, such as aerobics, heavy weight lifting, high intensity interval training, or for short, it's called HIIT. The acronym is called HIIT. Metabolic training, and flexibility types of training like yoga. Unless you have a specific fitness goal in mind, you're training to be an Olympic athlete, or you're training for a bodybuilding competition, the general public doesn't really, the general population should just have a well-rounded fitness regimen. I encourage my clients to take part in all types of training and to choose more than one training method that they thoroughly enjoy and will stick to. And like I said before, most importantly, it's fun for them.
Syl, where can our listeners get more information about the Fit Femme Studio and to be in contact with you online to consider your services?
Sure. They can just log on online. My website address is www.thefitfemme.com. You can also find the Fit Femme on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and you can email me at thefitfemme@gmail.com.
Easy enough. And finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Take part in any fitness activity and find the fun in it. You're not going to regret it. Fitness is natural, and you should do it. Just do it.
Couldn't have said it any better. We've been talking with Sylvia Nasser, the founder of the Fit Femme Studio, a premier source to female-only health and fitness. And the website of reference once again, thefitfemme.com. ehealthradio.com. Sylvia, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.